Everyone, it's Andy from the Foolish Couple, and today we got Paige Davidson back to talk a little bit more about intermittent fasting and how it relates with our immune system. Hi, Paige, how are you doing?
Hey, Andy, I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, I'm doing awesome. So yeah, why don't you let us know a little bit more about how, you know, intermittent fasting, like what does that have to do with our immune system?
Well, you know, it has more to do with our immune system than I ever realized before I did the research. I knew that 80% of our immune system originates with the gut, which is to me was a very shocking bit of knowledge. I did not know that. But when we look at extended fasting, which is doing longer fasts, you know, 36, 48, you know, up to 72 hours, which is a popular thing to do when we're intermittent fasting and want to go beyond and grow and get more benefits. Those gut microbiomes, the positive or the healthy gut microbiomes are greatly increased when we do that longer fasting, Andy. So to just imagine that just by doing some longer fasting, we get this amazing boost to our immune system.
That's great. So you talk about the gut biome, you know, for people who don't quite understand what's going on. That's just basically like the good bacteria in our immune system, in our digestive system.
Right. We have good bacteria and bad bacteria in our immune system. And we want, you know, we want to have a good, healthy balance. We want to have as many good, healthy, you know, microbes in our gut microbiome as possible. And so there is a direct correlation between doing some extended fasting and an increase, an actual observable increase in those healthy gut microbiomes.
That's great, because you talk about the good and the bad bacteria, and a lot of people, you just assume bacteria is bad.
Right.
Right. And just like anything else for the human body, everything is about balance. You know, you need to have, you know, some, you know, you're going to get good and bad bacteria from the foods that you eat. Right. And you, a lot of times what happens is, depending on your lifestyle and your diet, you may be feeding the bad bacteria, which cause a lot of, you know, underlying problems. And the good bacteria gets harder and harder, get depleted, they get overrun by the bad bacteria. But so what you're telling me with intermittent fasting, it actually boosts the good bacteria. And I think from my understanding, you know, we can probably talk about this a little bit later about more autophagy. We can actually kill some of the bad bacteria too.
Yes. Yes. And that helps to offset, you know, some of those things that we eat. And we can eat things to also work in conjunction with our longer fasting. You know, if we eat fermented foods, you know, kefir and sauerkraut and, you know, some things like that, that helps to boost those good microbiomes. And then in conjunction with that longer fasting, it just gives us such a boost in our immune system, which, you know, affects our overall health in so many ways.
That is so true, because with everything going on nowadays, you know, our immune system is the first line of defense. Like we really want to have a robust immune system for everything that happens around us, right? As we now, people are traveling again, you know, you don't want to catch a cold, you don't want to catch a flu, whatever it may be that's going on outside. You want a robust immune system where you can just travel and not worry about it. It's like just over the weekend, me and Minna went to Vegas to travel for our birthday, and we didn't even think about it. We knew that our immune system is strong. We just go, we have fun. Like getting sick was not even on our radar, because we know that we have a robust immune system.
And we hear about all of these benefits of intermittent fasting, but who would have thought that by doing a little bit of extended fasting, you can really increase that immune system and affect your health in ways other than the food that you eat or don't eat?
That is so true. And, you know, we're talking about the digestive system, and people are probably wondering, what are they talking about? You guys are talking about the digestive system. How does that boost the immune system? Why don't you, you talk a little bit about that and, you know, let people realize how they're interrelated.
Well, they are related because the digestive system clearly related to the foods that you eat. And then when you talk about your gut microbiome, you know, the foods and the digestive system, you know, end up in that gut microbiome. That's all intertwined, the digestive system and the gut. And so you've got those, you know, good microbes and those I hate to say bad microbes, but there are, you know, they're good and bad. And, you know, the more things that we can do digestively and physically to increase those good microbes, which affects our immune system so directly, then, you know, those strategies are excellent. Eating some things within your window that help the digestive system affect those good microbes, and doing that longer fasting all play a part. They're all intertwined.
So when we're talking about the longer fasting, you're talking about literally not eating for a longer period of time, just to let people understand that. So you're talking, like you said, past 36 hours. So for 36 hours, we're once again just talking about black coffee, green tea, and unflavored waters. And that's basically it. You know, and you know, from our last episode, we showed you how to make those a little bit more interesting. But that's basically all you can do during the extended fasting, correct?
Well, there is. And there are two different ways to do those extended fasts. There's the pure extended fast where you, as you just said, have nothing but those clean fasting beverages, which you just went over. So, for example, if I wanted to do a 36-hour fast, I may stop eating at 8 o'clock on a Monday night, clean fast till bedtime. On Tuesday, I'm going to completely clean fast the entire day, no food, but clean fasting. And then the next day, when you've gotten on the clock to 36 hours, then you open your window.
Correct.
So that is a, you know, that is a straight, I guess, just a water fast.
Correct.
And if you wanted to extend, you know, beyond that, or even if you wanted to do it for a 36-hour fast, there's something called a modified fast.
Cool.
And that is when on that fasting day, instead of water fasting and having nothing but those beverages all day long, you can have one 500-calorie meal.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
And that's called a modified extended fast. And that, you know, that does break your fast. So you're not going to have the same autophagy benefits as you would if you had done the water fast. But there are many health benefits that go with the modified fast. And if it's easier for you, sometimes people like to use that modified fast as a way to ease into the longer fast. And I will say that, you know, like when you first start fasting, it seems kind of hard. And the biggest thing is it's just kind of hard to wrap your head around the fact that you're going for this many hours without eating. And it's the same thing with an extended fast. There are so many benefits of an extended fast. And as time goes on, we'll talk more about those. But today we just wanted to focus on you know, the immune system and the gut and gut health, because those are so, so key in our health. But it may seem, for me, it did seem pretty hard at first when I first did a couple of longer fasts. But then I got used to it, just like you get used to fasting, and it becomes, you know, pretty much easy. And the benefits are so amazing.
Correct. And just to go over what we just talked about, like you have the modified fast, which is like 500 calories. And before people think, wow, 500 calories, that doesn't seem like a lot. I'm going to choose something that's going to really satisfy what I eat in that 500 calories. I imagine that 500 calories should be something healthy.
Absolutely.
Not like a bag of chips or a cupcake.
Well, you know, you're not doing yourself any favors at all if you have something like that, because that's just going to make you crave sugar and carbs and be hungry, and it'll derail your fast. And so you want to have something healthy, like a salad and some protein. Just make sure, you know, look at your calories and make sure it is something healthy, you know, a healthy soup.
Correct.
Something that's going to be serving your body well during your fast. Okay, because if you have a candy bar or a cupcake or something like that, that will not satisfy your hunger. That will just make you hungrier, and it really will derail your fast.
That
That's
is
a
so
great
true.
point.
That is so true. I just wanted to let people know that because a lot of people think, oh, 500 calories, right? It's like, well, I'm not going to eat anything. I'm going to grab something that's going to satisfy, my chocolate chip cookie or something for 500 calories. And
Right,
what do you
and
talk
I,
about? Like the soups are great. That's a great
yeah.
way to enter, like a vegetable stew or something, easily 500 calories or less because, vegetables
Right.
have such low calories depending on what
And
you
the
choose.
question I always ask myself is, when I'm trying to decide what to have for that 500 calorie meal, I always ask myself the question, is this meal going to help me get closer to my goal, or is this meal going to move me farther from my goal? And usually my goal being to do that successful extended fast.
That is so true. You always want to be tracking if you're going forward or you're hopping backwards. That's so important on what you're doing. I love that. Set your goal that is going to be helping you move forward than backwards. And we talked about the whole digestive system and the immune system. And just to let people know, if you don't realize, like the digestive system takes a, for the immune system, it's about 80% is inside the digestive system. And that's why we're talking about, good bacteria, the digestive system, because a lot of people don't realize that a lot of your immune system does start in your digestive system. It's not its own separate thing. Our bodies are all interrelated and how it works. It's really quite an amazing piece of machinery, our body, as long as we're helping regenerate parts, right? And that's what, intermittent fasting actually helps us do.
Right. And we hear about lifestyle decisions and how that affects our health, and we just can't make the connection. How does my lifestyle affect my health? But your lifestyle and the foods that you choose and your choice to do intermittent fasting and to do those longer intermittent fasts at periods of time that feel comfortable for you are directly related to your health. And we never knew that before.
That is so true. That is so true. Well, thank you today for sharing the information on how intermittent fasting is related to our immune system, our digestive system, and of course, the good bacteria. So, Paige, what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. We're going to talk about exercising and working out while fasted.
Hear that, everybody? Next week, we're going to talk about intermittent fasting while you're actually going to be working out and how that interrelates to each other. And a lot of people don't think that's possible, but you don't want to miss that episode.
Absolutely. It's an important one.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Paige, for today's episode. I will see you next week.
Thanks, Sandy. I'll see you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.